Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, saints and friends, and welcome to the Serious Bible Study. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas, and today we're going to be talking about the importance of a prophetic word, the importance of a prophetic word. You don't want to miss today's broadcast. Get your coffee, get your iPads, your iPhones, and everything that you use to take notes and get ready to hear a word from the Lord this morning. I want to send a shout out to all of those that are listening by way of internet, our internet friends. God bless you this morning. And our faithful folk, the faithful few, those that are on the phone lines this morning. We thank God for you this morning, tuning in to our broadcast. There are many that I see now that have not set their clock forward this morning that will probably be joining us later. But we're going to get into a word this morning from the Lord in just one moment. Just one moment. We're going to make a few announcements, and then we're going to get into the teaching this morning. For those of you that are listening for the first time, we love to have you become a monthly supporter of the Serious Bible Study. All you have to do is visit our website at kogwoc.org, kogwoc.org. Push the donate button and allow the Holy Spirit to direct you to sow a seed once a month that will allow us to be able to reach the lost for the sake of the gospel of Jesus Christ and to minister to the hearts of those who are needing to hear a word of deliverance from the Lord. Amen. Your monthly seed, your monthly donation allows us to be able to do that and to bring product into areas where we go and minister and to help us to be able to do things for people that are in need as a ministry should. So please allow the Holy Spirit to direct you into a place where God can be glorified, and all you have to do is sow a seed. Not going to tell you how much to give. Some give a lot of money and some give a small amount, but every little bit helps in reaching the lost for at any cost. So make sure that you go to our website again at kogwoc.org. So a seed of support this morning. Also, for those of you that are listening, we want to let you know that if you are going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area on next Sunday, I will be in Allen, Texas at the Ark Church in Dallas, Texas. My good friend, Pastor Chuck Bethany, has invited me to come down and speak a word to his group, and we will be at the Ark Church in Allen, Texas, 4 p.m. on next Sunday, March the 19th. So you don't want to miss that. If you're in the Dallas area, I want you to come out and support us as we minister the gospel and bring deliverance and healing and restoration to God's people. I tell you what, it's going to be a great time in the Lord. So check us out on Facebook, and we'll post all the information, the directions on how to get to the church in Allen, Texas. All right? Okay, with that being said, we're going to have a word of prayer, and then we are going to get on with the teaching this morning. Amen. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for allowing us to wake up this morning and to hear a word from you. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to tap into the hidden riches, O God, of secret places that allows us, O God, to come into your presence each and every day, and especially today, to receive that which is needed in order for our lives to be changed. So, Lord, we serve notice to the devil, principalities, power, spiritual wickedness in high places that you must sit back and listen and hear about your demise as we speak a word, O God, that will cause us to grow into that group, that great and that chosen people that you have ordained, O God, to give an example of what the kingdom of God looks like here in the earth. And so we just give you glory and honor in Jesus' name for all that you're going to say and do, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to get into the teaching this morning. I thank God for those of you that have lined up on the phone lines this morning. We are so grateful for you to be on the line. Amen. Hallelujah. So all of you that are on the phone line this morning, I want to take some time and say good morning to you all. You're on the air live this morning. How are my friends doing on the phone lines this morning?
Amen.
Doing wonderful.
Praise God.
Great.
So you all set your clocks forward this morning, right? Bless your heart that people are coming on slowly, and I think they're just now figuring out, I didn't set my clock back. Amen. So anyway,
amen.
We are going to get into the teaching this morning. If you have your Bibles and you're studying with us this morning, we want you to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45. This broadcast is coming to you live from remote in Chicago, Illinois, my hometown, where I have been for the last few days. Glory to God. Hobnobbing with the rich and famous. The book of Isaiah, chapter 45, and verse number 3 is where I want to start this morning. You know, this has been our scripture that we have used a couple of times in the past few weeks, and has really been a blessing to us. And we are talking about the importance of a prophetic word this morning and why we are in need of a prophetic word. Isaiah 45, and let's begin reading verse number 2. I will go down before you and make the crooked places straight. I will break into pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give you the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, the Lord which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. Glory to God. And so, we want to ask ourselves, what is a prophetic word? and prophetic word. Many people that are in the church today, unfortunately, are not aware what a prophetic word is, because many of the churches in America today do not embrace prophetic teaching and prophetic ministry. Prophetic ministry is the gateway to the supernatural, to the spiritual. And God uses the prophetic ministry, as it says in verse number 3, or verse number 2, I will break in the son of the gates of brass and cut in the son of the bars of iron, and I will go before thee. Glory to God. The prophetic word is that which goes before, it goes ahead into the hidden places, spiritual places, into the future, and receives a revelation. That word revelation comes from the root word reveal. And it allows you to go ahead and to reveal the treasures of darkness. Amen. The treasures of darkness. And we know that in the book of Genesis, the earth was void of everything, and darkness covered the earth. And so that word darkness represents no light, no information, no revelation, no understanding. Everything known to man was hidden in darkness. And so is our destiny and our purpose and our future sometimes is hidden in darkness. And so the Lord has to send his light into darkness to reveal or to make known that which is hidden, that which has been set aside, that is not rightly known. And prophetic ministry is what helps bring that understanding out. It is the gateway to the supernatural and the key that unlocks spiritual things. Amen. And so the prophetic word is something spoken by God or another that reveals hidden information or understanding related to God's desire for the life of an individual, or confirmation of something that has already been said or prophesied. Amen. And so when you receive a prophetic word, the purpose for that is fulfilling or preparing us to do the will of God. Hallelujah. Whenever God sent the prophet into the lives of people, it was to bring forth information that was not readily known. And so the foundation of the Christian faith, the Bible itself is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. Glory to God. And like I said, sadly to say, in the church of today, there's very little teaching, very little information that is released into the body of Christ about the prophetic, because many of the fivefold giftings are not really readily aware of how the prophetic actually works in reference to the kingdom of God. And so in the book of Ephesians, it says that to some were given apostles, some were given prophets, some were given evangelists, pastors, and teachers for the work of the ministry and the edifying of the body. And so the prophetic gifting, prophecy, is part of the gifts of the Spirit that you'll find in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And along with the gifts of the Spirit, you'll find that prophecy is one of the nine gifts that's listed, along with word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. Amen. And also faith. Glory to God. Because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And when you tap into the prophetic, you're tapping into that is truly spiritual, and tapping into elements that are unknown. And so in verse number 3 of Isaiah 45, it says, "And I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou may know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, and the God of Israel." So, revealing the hidden riches of secret places is part of the calling card that allows us to know that God is real. Amen. And the Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him what? In spirit and in truth. So it is the prophetic ministry. Part of the goal of prophetic ministry is to connect you to the things of the Spirit and the kingdom of God, and to connect you also to your spiritual self. I know many of you don't believe it and don't want to receive it, but man is really a spiritual being. Amen. He was created to be spirit. And so without being spirit, you can't worship in the spirit. Hello, somebody. And cannot receive spiritual things. The Bible says that the carnal mind cannot receive spiritual things. So you have to let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And so Christ knew that God, that man was lacking the understanding of how to tap into the spiritual, so he came to show us the way. And part of what it is that he showed us at the river was that after he submitted himself to human earthly authority, which was John the Baptist, that he allowed himself to be baptized. Amen. John was preaching repentance. And so once he submitted himself to John, who was the highest ranking earthly authority at that time, because he that in order for you to operate and function in the earth, you have to have the authority to do so. Just being a spiritual being, because remember, Jesus was not created, manifested in the normal way. He came by way of the Spirit into Mary Magdalene. And so being born not of the flesh but of the Spirit, he had to receive authority to function in this earthly realm. And Jesus made the statement that of men that were born of a woman, there was none greater than John the Baptist. So he receives his earthly authority by submitting himself to authority. And we'll get into that later. That's a whole nother topic, you know, how people operate without being under authority. That's a different message, not for today. But by doing so, he submitted himself to authority. He gets baptized because he's showing us the way. Then the Bible says that there was a demonstration at that time as the dove landed upon him in as a representation of the Holy Spirit. And once the Holy Spirit came upon him, the Bible says that the heavens opened and a voice from heaven declared, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Amen. then it says, the Bible says that after he was baptized, that he was led into the wilderness, being full of the Spirit. And so he was full of the Spirit because what he was getting ready to do was to deal with the ruling spiritual authority at that time that was in the earth. And so he was going to take authority over the devil in the wilderness, where he was tempted, the Bible says, on every hand of everything that would affect us as human beings. And so the prophetic word is connected to Christ, is connected to God, and it connects us to the spiritual aspect of who God is. To bring into our understanding the information and understanding that has been hidden. Amen. And so that word treasures represents a hidden. It talks about hidden treasures in secret places. Man, and we went in on that several weeks ago, and I hope we don't go in there this morning and have church. Amen. We mess around and have church like nobody's business by going into the dark. And we know that there are things in the dark that God has set aside for the purpose of making sure that it is hid from the works of the devil. Amen. And so he hides it for our benefit, and the treasures refer to our storehouse, our armory of weapons. And the place of darkness is where faith is released. Hello, somebody. Faith is a belief in God and his word. Say that this morning. Faith is a belief in God and his word. And so the faith that is released to us from God, through his word, allows us to tap into the riches, amen, the riches. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those that love me, those that seek me early will find me. Riches and honor are with me. Glory to God. So when we tap into the hidden riches, we tap into those things that are with him or that belong to him. And the secret places, oh glory, the secret places are the places where God has hidden carefully and concealed those things that are needed by us during the time that our faith is being developed. Get that this morning. Get that this morning, because we're going to talk about the importance of a prophetic word and how the prophetic word unlocks those things that have been hid. Amen. The Bible tells us in the book of Amos, chapter 3, verse number 7, that some things have been hidden, not made manifest, until they are released by the revealed to the prophets. And until they have been revealed by the prophets, they don't come into the earth until that time. So there are some things, some aspects of spiritual information that God has hidden in the prophets that cause us to gain an understanding that other people don't have. Now, that is connected to the promise that God said that when Jesus came, he said, I come that you might have life and have life what? More abundantly. How are you going to have life more abundantly if you have the same information that everybody else has? Hello, somebody. If you have what everybody else has, then you can only do what everyone else do. That is the law of what we call average. If you do what everyone else does, you'll get what everyone else gets. But the word tells us in Proverbs 8:35 that once you find him, you'll obtain life and favor. Life and favor. Life and favor. And that word favor is the root word of favorite. I am God's favorite. And if you ever become God's favorite, well, then everybody will know who you are, because he'll bless you above anything that you can ever ask or see. So, glory. So his desire is to make his people stand out from the crowd. And so he gives us access to a prophetic word, which allows us not just to be carnal-minded and have information that is released through man's understanding and man's wisdom, but he wants us to tap into that which goes beyond, over and above, and we go into the secret places where he has carefully hidden and concealed for our protection those things that we would need in the dark. Oh, glory. The dark times. The rough times, that's where faith is revealed. You do know that. That when you're going through some places where you lack understanding, that's where you'll find faith. And faith, Hebrews 11:1, is the substance or the foundation of things that we hope for that we cannot see in the natural. But the prophetic word in Isaiah 45:3 says, or 45:2 says, I will go before you, which means I will go ahead of you. I will go into those hidden areas that have not been revealed unto you. You remember the story about Joshua and Caleb and how they went into the promised land with the 10 as a part of the group of 10 spies that went over into the promised land, and they got a glimpse of what was there. And when they came back, they gave a report about everything that they saw, but everybody was not ready to receive the revelation that was released in that realm. And so, the word tells us that because of that, to some there were given apostles, to some there were given prophets, to some evangelists, to some pastors. Why? Because some people are not ready to receive the revelation that is associated with the gifting that God has given. Amen. And so you receive, he said, that the Lord gives to us based on what we need. My God shall supply all of my need. And so many of the people that are in the earth right now need to be pastored. Hello. They need somebody that is hands-on, somebody that is compassionate, somebody that is loving with the sheep, and they'll feed you the word. Let me tell you something, that's not the prophetic. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 18, that he says, I give you a charge based on the prophecies that have gone forth over your life. And that word charge means sometimes a good swift kick in the pants. I don't hear nobody talking to me, because sometimes as people we get bogged down in places and the way of thinking, and somebody has to shake up our world and give us a swift kick in order to get us moving and get us out of the place where we're stuck. Because if you cannot receive a greater revelation, then you are destined to stay in the place where you are. Are you with me this morning? And so we're talking about the importance of a prophetic word and how God allows us to receive a revelation of hidden information or understanding related to our lives that helps us on the path to receive our destiny and our purpose. And the prophetic word is connected to the spiritual or the supernatural. One of the calling cards of the prophetic is miracles, signs, and wonders. Whenever you tap into prophetic ministry, what God does is he begins to reveal to you things that have never been seen or never been done before. Amen. Things that are outside of the norm, outside of the usual. It allows you to speak a word in due season, and then all of a sudden things begin to come forth. Amen. And so Amos chapter 3, verse number 7 says, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he reveals his secret unto his servants, the prophets. And sometimes the things that are holding you back and holding you up have been hid in the spirit realm. And you got to know how to go fishing in the dark. And so many believers won't allow their faith to be developed because they're afraid to go into the places where faith abides. He says, without faith, it's impossible. Amen. It is impossible to do, to receive anything from God. But with faith, it says, I can do all things. So we have to allow our minds to be developed to a place where we can tap into those things that are hidden, those things that are hidden, and those things that belong solely to God. Amen. And so the Bible says that we don't wrestle with flesh and blood, but we wrestle with spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. So we have to be able to tap into the spiritual in order to pull out that which truly belongs to God. So the importance of a prophetic word is to give you your spiritual advantage. Write that down. Whenever you come in contact with the prophetic, when you go into the prophetic books, when you encounter people that have prophetic ministry, one of the things that they will release to you is hidden treasures from secret places, things that you didn't know about, but they bring it to your understanding after they reveal it to you, after they speak it to you. Remember, I said some time back that the Lord allowed me the opportunity to hear a word from him when he told me to stop reading the Bible as a book, because as a book, it has no power. But he said, in essence, when you're reading the book, read it as if it is a word being spoken by God or a word being spoken by the prophetic voice. Hello, somebody. And so when you read the prophetic books, not as a book, but when you read it as if someone is speaking, then that means that you are receiving a prophetic word. Oh, man. And so that prophetic word has power because it's connected to the spiritual or the supernatural. It has attached to it an understanding and a revelation that is not normal. And the purpose of it is that it will give you favor. Amen. So, the prophetic word connected to the supernatural, the spiritual aspect of God, requires, number one, unusual faith. I'm going to talk about three things today, and the prophetic word, the importance of prophetic word, number one, in order for you to tap into the things that God has hidden, it requires unusual faith or faith that you've never had before. Because sometimes you have to receive something that you've never heard before in order to have something that you've never had before. So faith becomes a substance whenever we tap into Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. That word hope means confident expectation. So now faith, which is what? A belief in God and his word. So when I believe God and his word, it becomes the connector to the things that I'm hoping for, but there's no evidence, not seen. So if it's not seen, that means it's in where? It's in the dark. So I have to go in the dark to get it, because we know in the dark, everything that we have need of is in the dark. Genesis 1, God spoke into the dark and said, light be. So light was in there. The things that you desire from God but you can't see, they're out there. But you need the faith developed that allows you to tap into that which is hidden. Stay with me. When I tap into the things that are hidden, what I'm fishing for is released or brought to my understanding by my faith. And in the dark, what God allows you to encounter are things that are greater. Hello? Overwhelming. Anybody been there? Things that you encounter that you cannot find a ready answer for is in the dark. And whenever you go into the dark and you allow God to manifest himself in ways that you have never seen before, it increases your faith. Hello. So that you can believe for greater, for bigger, for more, so that you can have a revelation of the God that is more than enough than just enough. You remember Stevie Wonder saying, I'm living just enough for the city. Well, just enough means you're average. You're doing what everybody else is doing. You get what everybody else is getting. So that doesn't mean that you're that you've gotten favor, you're God's favorite. Hello? His whole purpose is to make his people to stand out. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think towards you. Thoughts of good and not evil. I'm thinking about how to bring you to your expected end. I got plans to prosper you. For the word of God declares that his thoughts are not our thoughts, and our ways not his ways. So in order to tap into the things that he set aside for us, we got to think like he thinks. We got to hear what he hears, and we got to know what he knows. Hello? And you cannot do that as long as you allow yourself to think on a plane, or think on the same plane that you've been thinking on all along. So God brings trouble. Glory to God. And how many of you know when trouble comes, it forces you into a way of trying to think how to get out, how to get free, how to get loose. But to any man that overcomes, bless God, he said, I will grant to sit with me in my throne at my right hand as I am set with my Father at his right hand. And so you overcome by what? The blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. There's got to be a testimony that you get over the things that you're dealing with. Because that declares to the Lord that you have faith to overcome. And the more you overcome, the more faith is developed. And the more faith is developed, he said, then you can ask and it will be given. Hello? Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. But when you're afraid to go into the dark, you're relegated to the realms in your life that have always been and will always be. Amen. It's trying to expand your capacity to receive and believe. And that requires unusual faith, which means that you're going to spend some time warring with and dealing with things that make you uncomfortable. That's one of the roles of prophetic ministry, is that they make you uncomfortable. And they push you into realms that you don't want to really go into. Oh, I don't hear nobody talking to me this morning. And so the position of the saints in this hour is basically established because of the fact that we have been, watch this, I'm not trying to be offensive, but we have been pastored to death. Hello? We want somebody to go and lead us to the place of eating and feeding and lead us into every bit of understanding, and we don't know how to do anything on our own. Remember, Ephesians 4, that ministry was given. Part of what it was given for was the edifying of the body of Christ, right, and to equip the saints to do the work of ministry, elevation, leadership. We don't want to do that. We want the pastor to pray. We want, when we got a problem, we call the pastor. The Lord is looking for people that will step out on faith and say, Pastor, I got this. I know how to pray my own prayer and get results. Hello? It requires faith, an unusual amount of faith. Number two, it requires physical preparation. Amen. Physical preparation. There are things in the natural that you have to do in order to receive things in the spirit. Let me give you an example. Father, I have need of financial increase. Right? Need finances. need money. How do I get the money? Money does not grow on trees, neither does it come out of the sky. But pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give. Amen. Unto your bosom. And so, if someone wanted to give you $1 million today, do you have the capacity to receive it? Think about it. Will they have to give you cash, or can they write you a check? Don't say that you need increase financially and you don't have a checking account. You don't have a bank account. Because people that have substance don't walk around carrying cash. Okay, all right, I'm stepping on toes now. Money comes to us based on our capacity or our ability to receive. You hear people tell, the Lord is going to make me rich. How is he going to make your country self rich if you don't have a way to receive wealth? Just a thought. Not trying to talk about nobody. But there are steps in the natural that you have to take in order to receive from the Spirit. Hello? And so what we need to do is we need to figure out what are the physical things that we need to do in order to prepare for what we want to receive from the Lord. Glory to God. You want to be healed by God. But some of us don't believe in the aspect of the Bible that says, by his stripes we are healed. Do you believe that? Can you receive it? Hello? Many people can't receive their healing simply because they don't believe that they should be healed. Well, you know, preacher, if it be the will, if it be God's will, well, his will is for you to be healed. He says that there are two things that he desires for your life, that you would be in health and to prosper. That's the majority of the things that the saints don't possess. Health and prosperity. Because we haven't allowed ourselves and our minds to tap over into the realm where we believe that God has put in his word for us to benefit from the aspects of prosperity and health. And so those scriptures have been hid from us. And because they've been hid from us, then we don't have the ability to receive what he says. By his stripes, we are healed, E-D. Means that it's done. Well, how do you tap into that? You tap into that when you begin to believe it, and you start saying, by his stripes, I am healed. When you continue to say it from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Whenever you speak the word that comes from God, it has the same power that it had in Genesis 1. Same creative power. So when I don't speak the word, I'm not sowing the word into my physical environment. When I speak the word and sow the word into my environment, then because the word has power and it produces, if when I walk by faith, believing God and his word, the word that I have sown from the abundance of my heart When I walk by faith, I walk into the thing that I have released into my world, and it begins to show up just like I declared. Listen, you don't believe that, but how many of you say, hey, how you doing? Oh, man, I'm tired. And you can't figure out why you can't stop being tired. Man, how you doing? Oh, man, I'm so broke, man, I don't know what to do. And you're sowing that seed, and it's coming up, and it's looking just like what you said it was. It looks like broke. It looks like poverty. It looks like lack. But when you start walking right, talking right, thinking right, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. Walking right, talking right, thinking right, acting right, living right, doing right. Then what? All these things shall be added. Hello? Because his desire is that you would have what? Life and favor. Glory to God. Last thing, number three, prophetic word is connected to the supernatural, the spiritual aspect of God. And the importance of it is that it releases unto us spiritual preparation that is needed for us to be able to tap into that which is connected to who God is. When you tap into the spiritual, you remove yourself, watch this, from limits and boundaries. When you get into the spiritual, you can tap into unlimited supply, things that are not normal. What do you mean, preacher? Book of Revelations, chapter 22, says that there's a river that's flowing from the throne. And on the side of the river are trees that bear 12 manner of fruit. But they yield their fruit every month, not in season. When you think like that, then you have the ability to reproduce or to produce something every 30 days. Ooh, think about that. Think about tapping into a place that where there's an unlimited supply, to where instead of having to wait for a word, an erroneous word that we've been taught, which says, well, you know, I can only resist, may not be my season, may not be my time. Okay. I'm going to give you a word that's going to transcend time and season. Hebrews 11:1. Now, faith. Do you know some people possess the authority that is released to them through now faith? Man, that's one of the books that I got to write. I got to write the book, The Principle of Now Faith. Which means you can believe something to the point where it can be established now. And it gets established now when you have in place the fit, you've been physically prepared and spiritually prepared. Hello? Listen, many of us are doing without in this time, in our season, simply because we have not expanded our capacity to receive from other streams of either income or information. Get that this morning. You are subject to the realm that you live in based on the information that you will allow yourself to receive. People that are rich because they get information and they prepare to receive whatever it will produce. Glory to God. You remember that some of you don't remember the commercial, that old commercial said that when E.F. Hutton speaks, everyone listens. Faith comes by hearing. But after I hear, what I do after I hear determines whether or not I have heard a word. You can receive a prophetic word, but the thing that allows you to know that the prophetic word has manifest or has hit home is based on what I do with the word that I hear. How did I prepare myself to receive what God said? The prophetic word comes to us to release into our lives that which is unusual, that which is unseen, and that's normally attached to a task that in its own right is unusual. Let me put it to you this way. If I'm really walking by faith, then what I'm producing is things that people hope for, but they never see it manifest. When God allows you to tap into the realm of faith that begins to produce things that people have never seen or heard of, it brings them into a greater understanding of who He is. Isaiah 45. Hidden riches of secret places that thou may know that I, the Lord God, which call you by your name, am the God of Israel. So he does that so that you will know who he is. When you tap into the unusual, the unbelievable, the unexpectable, it draws attention to God. So you're not acting on your behalf, you're acting on his behalf. He's using you to become a witness to what his word has declared. Saints, I'm here to tell you that God is a God of power. Amen. And his desire is that you would hear a word, receive it and believe it, and then be the canvas that he paints on that declares a picture to the world that God is real. Well, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but you need to know what the understanding of a prophetic word. You need to understand, you need to come to grips with the understanding of the prophetic word this morning. And that the purpose of that is to bring you into a place of understanding that you've never had before. In order to do some things that you've never done before, so that God can get the glory for being more than enough. Hello, somebody. Listen, I could talk all day about this, but I'm going to let you talk this morning. Let's find out if you heard what God said. Faith comes by hearing, and one of the things that lets us know that we heard the word is that we begin to speak the word. Amen. I want to open up the phone lines this morning, and I want to find out what it is that you heard this morning through the teaching. You know the drill. If you're on the internet and you want to tap into this aspect of our broadcast, All you have to do is get on your phone and dial 646-595-2110. 646-595-2110. And if you have a comment or a question that you want to ask, just press star 1, and that lets me know that you want to talk a little bit this morning. And, boy, we got a lot of people on the line this morning. Praise God. And you've been sitting there listening to me talk. Now I want to hear you talk this morning and hear what it is that you learned about the importance of a prophetic word. It releases and causes you to tap into hidden things, things unseen. And so I'm ready to accept your questions, your comments. Those of you that are on the line, I want to hear from you. Caller from the 216. That would be Cleveland, Ohio. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Good morning, Prophet. How are you?
Diane from Cleveland, my good friend. How are you?
You are so funny. I am good. It's good to hear you this morning. And I have it circled. What I do determines if I heard. I have been in that place just with your teaching and hearing this constantly, listening and doing, knowing that I've heard. I also love that you said we've been pastored to death. And, yes, you know, that fluffy love, that is definitely not the prophetic. And it took me a while to understand that. I always thought that maybe, you know, prophetic people were just so cold and callous, like what was wrong with them? They're arrogant and self-righteous. And, you know, it was a hard thing for me to understand when I was first coming into it years ago, but it's so true. We need that kick in the pants. We need to be pushed out, because if we're not, I mean, we just stay stinky and stagnant. So I just thank you for this word. I heard it, and I am going to walk. I walk it. I do. I'm walking it. And I love how you also talked about the unlimited supply and health and prosperity, and do we believe it? You know, I'm in a place where I have scripture all over my every cards everywhere, and I, no matter how I feel, no matter what it looks like, I am decreeing and declaring the word. And let me tell you something. I have a little bit of a testimony, if I may. I take thyroid medicine, and I was also diagnosed with what they call Hashimoto's, and I don't really know all about it, but I don't claim that. I really am tired of the medication. I'm tired of, you know, all the ups and downs and everything swinging, you know, that goes with it. And once I decided that I was going to read this book and hear God, read the word and hear God and take it and totally hold on to it, steadily, they have been decreasing my medication. It's like, and I prayed, Lord, let me see you. And I'm seeing it. I have gone from a higher dose. They've knocked me down, I think, 4 levels already, and I'm seeing it. And I know, I hold that medicine up every morning and I say, this medicine is not going to heal me, but God, through it, you will. And this is just temporary. And by your stripes, I am healed. And I'm believing that. I'm believing that I'm going to see this thing manifest. I am walking in divine health. And so I just thank God for that. I thank God for that. So thank you, and God bless you, Prophet.
Amen. I appreciate that testimony. Sometimes the Lord has to put us in a position where we get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mom, and, yes.
And until we get to a place in our life where we just say we're not going to receive the condition that we're in, but we're going to press into more abundance.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to press into a greater revelation, a greater understanding. And whenever we make the decision to do that, that's when God kicks in, because that means that we are now outside of ourselves.
Yes.
And we don't have the power to control it, so we allow Him to control it.
Amen.
And the way that what faith really means is the ability to let go of your understanding to allow more of God's understanding.
Yes.
Boy, that's good right there. Listen, we got some
Amen.
More callers lined up. So, but Diane from Cleveland, I appreciate you, and we look to hear from you again. All right, caller from the 580 area code, you are on the line this morning.
Hello, sir. This is June Cornish. I'm grateful to be on the line today. I was in California going through Tacoma last week, and I got cut off through the mountains, but just wanted to say thank you so much for this word today. But I got to say one thing about the Oklahoma City conference or fellowship or whatever we had, but it was powerful. And I wanted to thank you once again for being the true prophet that you are. There are many prophets in the land, but you are a true prophet of God. And it was just wonderful to be in your midst. Just
and
testify to say
that you were there.
Yeah, it was powerful. I mean, it was just so good. I was just trying to, like, stay in my seat and not act up, but it was really, really powerful. You brought out many revelations that I believe that people will benefit from. I believe it was well received. You don't need my validation, sir. You are a prophet in your own right. But I just wanted to tell you thank you for being authentic. And I'm asking you to stay in that authenticity that God has given you. And just to know that I know you're on the right road, because some of the stuff you said, I've been kind of teaching and preaching myself. So it just does my heart good to know that I'm hearing God as well. So thank you so much for the Oklahoma City extravaganza that we had. But also today, the prophetic word that you're preaching on, well, you know, Isaiah 45 is like dear to me, and I won't go into all of that. But that is something that I will never get tired of hearing, because it's a lot of meat in that Isaiah 45. And so thank you, sir, for delving into those secret places and those riches that we need to hear about. And also, I just want to say one more thing, and I want to give someone else a chance. When a word comes from a true prophet, sometimes people do not receive it because of the counterfeits they have had in the past. So sometimes I just want to say this to everybody who's listening. You really have to be in the presence, or maybe not in the presence physically, but in the presence spiritually of a true prophet, so that when the counterfeit comes, you will know. Prophet Douglas is a true prophet of God. In the Old Testament, there were many prophets of God. Some of them were prophets of Baal and et cetera, and I don't have to go into that. But when a true prophet is in the land, we need to receive the word. We need to put our money where our mouth is, and then we need to walk in that word and know that God will bring it to pass in our lives. And I just wanted to say that, sir. Thank you so much for being authentic, and thank you so much for being in the book. I love you much, and I love Lady K as well. Love you.
Well, listen, your check is in the mail. I'm going to send your check. If you're going to you pump me up like that, you must have got paid to say that.
Yeah, you know.
So, but anyway, we're so gracious and so humbled that we can do anything that blesses God's people. That's all we do. We just seek to do what God wants us to do and have fun doing it, because those of you that know me know that I like to have fun, so I'm not
one of those
stuffy, dried up people. You know, I thank God I'm not like that, but we just appreciate the fact, and it's humbling to know that by doing the will of the Lord, people are being blessed by it. So thank you so much.
Yes,
Prophet
sir. Cool. Yes.
Out there in Lawton, Oklahoma.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're trying to hold it down. You know, I know you got the OKC area, but we sure do need that word down here. But I don't have a plan yet. But we still believe in God for something to happen. I know we're gonna hook up. I'm just not real sure where and when.
He's gonna work it out.
He's gonna work it out
this year. We're gonna work it out.
Okay, then. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bless you now. All right. Caller from the 609 area code. You are on the line this morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Prophet. God bless you. May God bless you. And I think the other call on the line mentioned you and your wife. And may he continue to bless the prophetic word this morning. I'm a first-time caller. The Lord directed me to blog talk to you, and he directed me to hear the word, man of God, prophet of God, that you spoke this morning. And my name is Pat. And
Pat.
On the seventh day of March, I was awakened at, it was around 3 a.m. in the morning, and I was awakened with the word hidden. The Lord woke me up with that word hidden on the seventh day of March. And the same thing, hidden treasures, secret places, things like that. And then I was talking to my brother this morning, and I said, I'm going to be moving a little later, because the time, of course, changed. I said, I'm moving a little later, but it wasn't late. It was God's timing, so I could hear your word, because you spoke that same word. Now I'm hearing it from you on the 12th day of the month about the word hidden, because there are many things that God is doing that I have to move forward. And it is into the arena and realm of the unusual, the unexpected, and the miraculous. So I am so thankful that God can lead us to let us know that what we heard and what he gave is what we need to do. Because you said that you have to go into that place in order to receive it. And that's the place that I need to go into, that unusual. To some people, it will be the unbelievable. But because of the faith and is already revealing it, I really have to give the testimony. So God bless you. Powerful word.
It's just like Joshua and Caleb said, now, wait a minute. There's some giants over there now. There's some things that's going to shake you to the foundation when you see them physically, because they're impressive. But he says that the Lord is well able to take the land. And based on what the other folks saw, they said Joshua and Caleb was crazy, and they said, we ain't going back over there.
prophet. You are again my teaching and preparation for Tuesday night. The Lord gave me the teaching of Exodus and Joshua leadership, taking the people to another place. And because God's church is always involved in an exodus of moving from one realm to another realm, because the systems in the world, God prepared that he spoke the word about that you need the leadership, the prophets, the true prophets, the authentic prophets, to be able to release that word and to lead the people to where they need to go. And so I just wanted, so when you were saying Joshua, that's just right on point. So I just, it's wonderful. People say when you get a confirming word, but no, you just get the authority word, because God's word was already confirmed when he spoke it to you. But he will put you in the company of those in the same spiritual realm as you are to know that you're in the right climate, you're in the right place, and you're headed in the right direction, because that's where they are. I want to thank you, man of God. I have your broadcast, and, you know, the revelation is God is real if we just hear his word. So I know that's prophetic for me, because you were teaching about prophetic. So for me to hear from God on that Tuesday, on the seventh day, and then hear from the mouth of the prophet, God's mouthpiece, on the 12th day, the same word, and you said it more than one time, and then you're mentioning Joshua, which is one of my teachings. That's just that truly encouraged me to go ahead and step into the unusual. You know, you get a little. It's not shaky, but you'd be like, "Oh my God!" Because there's one more thing I needed to do today, and God said, "You must do that today." Move forward into that unusual place with the expectation. So he selected you to bring me that word. Thank you so much, man of God.
Now, how did you hear about us, Pat?
I heard about you through the Holy Spirit. He said, try the Spirit by the Spirit. I was awakened this morning. And normally I am not online by this time. And I told my brother, who calls me every morning, Sunday morning especially, before we both go out for church, I said, I'm moving a little slow this morning, okay, because the daylight saving time have changed. And as a result, I just went to Blog Talk. I'm seeing what's on. And there were other things that were there, the selections. One I went to, it didn't come on or whatever. Then I came back and saw your picture and your word, and that's how I found you. So that's being led by the Spirit. Yeah.
Amen. Well, I want you, if you're on Facebook, I want you to send me a friend request on Facebook, and all the information, how we communicate with people, a lot of times I release on Facebook. If you'll go on Facebook, send me a friend request and give me an address. I want to send you something for being a first time guest, first time caller. Okay.
Okay. God bless you. And thank you for that, prophetic word.
Okay, well, I'm getting ready to pray here in just a minute for everybody that's on the line. So stay on the line, because I'm going to release another word.
God bless you, prophet.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, we're going to get ready to pray here in just a minute. I want to take one more caller. If you're going to be short, I want to take one more caller. If you're on the line and you want to make a comment about the importance of prophetic word, the teaching this morning, I want to take one more caller. okay, we got Atlanta in the house. Go ahead, this Prophet Yvette.
Yes, sir. God bless you this morning.
You got to be quick because I got another caller, and then I want to pray.
Okay, I just want to say today, you know, walking in faith, walking in the things that God is speaking to us, that prophetic is so necessary just to confirm in our personal spirit that God has spoken to us, because we can't walk in faith if we don't know where we're walking. It's not that we don't see it in the natural, but we need to see it in the spirit. So we can see what we see when it manifests, we'll see it in the natural, what God show us in the spirit. So we need to be prophetic in the realm of the spirit ourselves, as well as being connected to those that are prophetic, that we will be heightened in God's spirit and in the things of God, and that we may walk in the will of God and believe and have faith in what God has said.
Now, you just said something right there this morning. You said that we have to see what we see in the spirit first, right?
That's right.
And so when it manifests itself in the natural, the way we saw it in the spirit, then Hebrews 7 says, an oath of confirmation is the end of all strife. When I get a confirmation of what I've seen in the spirit and it shows up in the natural, I can't be moved from that realm of faith anymore.
Mm-mm. That's it. That's
glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's a good word right there.
Hallelujah.
That is a good word. Thank you, Prophet. I'm going to get this one more caller, then I'm going to pray.
All right. God bless you.
All right. Caller from the 214 area code down in Dallas, Texas. You're on the line, and I got issues with you anyway, but go ahead. Go ahead.
You got me laughing. But that was a great word. I listened this morning. Most of everything that you talked about, I was talking to an individual about everything that you just about spoke about this morning. So it's just a confirmation that I was on the right page, and I'm listening. Great word, and I just want to just say that. Stay right where you are, because you are doing a great job. Can't wait until you get here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I am waiting. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and be safe out there in Chicago.
Well, leave my sandwich alone, too.
Well, I got to investigate that sandwich. See, I got to help Lady Karen send me that sandwich so I can investigate it, see. Because we know what you're not supposed to have, but just let me just do just a little bit of investigation on it, all right?
That was what I called my health food.
Yes, but I got to dig in, and I'm kind of like those people on that investigation thing on TV. I got to dig in it so I can see what's all in it, okay? All right.
Okay.
Run that sandwich on the Dallas-Fort Worth area and let me investigate it while I'm in service, all right?
All right, I'll do it.
All right. Bless you, Prophet.
All right. I'm getting ready to pray this morning for those of you that are on the line and those that are listening, and we're going to believe God for release of his prophetic word into our lives. Father, we just thank you right now that you have given us the understanding that now provides the framework for the prophetic word to come into our lives. Lord, we thank you right now that the word that you have spoken has prepared a pathway for us. And so now, Lord, we just declare over the lives of the people that are listening that you would reveal to them the hidden things that they have had to do without, and that they will now receive a word from you. Father, we just thank you right now that healing is being released. We thank you prosperity is being released. People that are on the line, there's some people on the line that the Lord says that you are in line for a promotion, and your promotion is going to come within the next 2 weeks. We just declare that in Jesus' name. Increase, increase, increase in different areas of your life. that will allow the hand of God so that you will know that God is real and the word of the Lord is real in your life. So, Father, we release right now unto the people, O God, the ability to receive hidden manna in secret places that will cause their lives to be different. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray, amen and amen. Listen, I got to get ready to go. I'm headed to the airport in just a little bit to get back out of this cold weather in Chicago and get back to the heat in Oklahoma. But we thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us on the broadcast this morning. And remember, sow a seed of support to the ministry this morning. Go to our website at kogwoc.org. KOGWOC.org. Sow a seed of support. It helps us to continue to keep the broadcast on the line and to also minister to those who are in need. So we thank you. Until next time, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday morning, we'll be back ministering the Word of God from a prophetic insight. I'm your host, Prophet Keith Douglas. Until next time, remember, you don't have any problems. All you need is faith in God. God bless you, everybody, and we'll see you on next week.